Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Michael. Hello, Michael. Can you hear me?
Momento. Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Oh, let me get Danny on the phone.
Sure thing.
Hey, we all here?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey guys, happy Monday.
Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yes, sir. So we've been going through. We've been discussing anything over the weekend. I know. I think I resent some stuff as well. Is there anything that came up that you maybe have questions on?
I didn't see you send anything. What'd you send?
I think I just re-forwarded the initial emails that I sent to blacklineproductions41@gmail, just giving you the same outline of everything else we've been discussing.
Looking right now.
Yeah, it's just the same quote that I sent in the first place, as well as I think the client reviews. Like the client success stories.
Yeah, I guess if you just want to send over a contract, I guess we're ready to get started.
Okay. Yeah, well, to get started, I'm just going to get some baseline information, and then we'll get all this rolling for us. So just to get started with it, what are y'all guys' hours of operation looking like currently?
We're always answering the phone.
Okay, 24/7. No days off?
No.
Okay, great. And so what are
it's normally like 24-hour emergency services. You know, if there's an emergency at, 3 a.m. or over
right.
And stuff like that kind of type thing, you know?
Yeah, well, perfect. Then that's perfect. That 24/7 is going to work out just great. And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you are wanting to be marketed?
Just Rockland County and Westchester. Or should we say Rockland County? Didn't we say we're just going to do that? Yeah, let's just do Rockland County for now.
Okay, perfect. And if y'all ever want to expand or hone in, you always have that option. We'll be able to take care of that. We're going to market you for everything that you offer, but within that, we're also able to target like specific niches or maybe specialty jobs that you're going to want more of that maybe pay a little bit better. Do you have anything like that in mind?
Yeah, remediation and just full-blown home building, like shit like that.
Perfect.
So like remodels and stuff. That's what you're talking about, Michael, right?
Yeah. Like, fix and flippers could be a really good keyword, tag word for the ads. Fix and flip, remodeling, and remediation.
Now, if you put that, would it also, like, bring in smaller jobs as well, or how does that work?
With this, we're just trying to get a grasp of what we're specifically targeting for you. So if you're wanting to target more of those remodels and things of that nature, we're just wanting to make sure we're adequately going after them for you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, Danny, a question like that would be more with the advertisement team. They're more into the specifics of the targeting.
Exactly. And that's what I'm just getting some baseline information. After this, we're just going to get you paid up for that initial $499, and at the same time on this call, we're going to schedule you guys onboarding, which will be with that specialist where they deep dive and get all of that straightened out, and any specific questions you might have, they'll be able to answer for you as well. Michael, we talked about getting you that website done. I said that we can pretty much put all those same aspects on it. You're wanting to get us to take care of that for you as well, right?
Yeah, that's the main, honestly, that's the main reason why we're hiring you guys right now, is to get that completed in the SEO. So that is number one goal of ours.
Perfect.
You guys right now. You can get that done immediately.
We'll definitely take care of it then. And then, let me see here. So for this transaction, the name on the card, is it going to be Michael or Danny?
Michael.
Okay. And Michael, I have your first name spelled here as M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your last name, Michael?
A-D-A-M-S.
Thank you. And what's a good billing address?
735 M-A-N-E-T-E Lane, Valley Cottage, New York.
That was M-A-N.
E-T-E Lane. Valley Cottage,
okay.
New York.
10989.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just give me one moment. We're applying those discounts that we had going for us. Okay, great. I got those all applied. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
Are you going to send over a contract for us to review the terms and everything?
Yeah, so immediately upon purchase, we send over specific terms and conditions for you, the package, as well as your business and everything that includes. And we actually don't keep the payment for longer than, we can't keep the payment for longer than 72 hours if you don't sign off on that.
Okay, so can you send over the contract first and then we'll pay?
Sure, I could do that if you'd like to look it over. I mean, it's everything exactly we've been discussing.
Yeah, you know how contract works. Just want to make sure everything's good.
All right, well, let me give that over. And I'm going to send it over to you via text, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, give me one moment. All right, I just sent that over to you.
Is there a contract for us? This is just the generic information.
Yeah, that's the general terms and conditions. Like I said, the specific ones for you get sent over upon purchase. But this is going to include everything that's encompassed with this package. It's really going to be...
Well, I'm going to need the specific one for us.
Okay.
If we have to pay for something, right? Sorry to cut you guys off, but if we're paying for something, why are we not allowed to see the terms, like what's on the contract for us until we pay for it? That makes no sense. Because what are we paying for then?
Right, and this is like the general terms and conditions, so there's really nothing, I mean, except for the specific cost, but I can send over a specific contract just for the same package. It just won't have your names on it unless the payment's processed. Like I said, we don't keep the payment for longer than 72 hours if you don't sign off on the actual terms and conditions that are meant for you specifically. It's just what we do with all of our transactions.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, now we're just very... We're just like reviewing them first is what happened. We were going with someone else and they kind of did some stupid things. So.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything like that. I mean, if y'all want to take time to review the contract and review your terms and conditions, that's 100%. We're perfectly fine with that. It's just the actual one that gets produced for you is just approved, is made on payment. It's just part of our system. What I just sent over, it's our general terms and conditions that are going to essentially outline exactly what we're doing for you. It's just they're not specific to this transaction because that just gets done with our system.
Okay.
So when it says plug-in add-ons, is that for the website?
Correct. Yeah, that's going to pertain to, like, the website and the things that we put on there that are specific to the plugins themselves.
See, things like that, we didn't discuss that. Now, are we gonna have to pay a fee for you to use any plugins on the website?
No, not necessarily, unless we have to purchase them for you, but it sounds like you already have those in line for yourself.
I'm not 100% sure what we're gonna use.
Yeah, like, do you have any plugins specific in mind that you're wanting to put on there? I mean, we already took care of, like, the click funnel. We're going to take care of all that for you. But, like, specific third-party plugins, are you using anything currently like that? Like, maybe, like, a CRM or something?
Is it going to be linked to the website? I don't know. But probably a link, like, Trello or something to it.
Okay. And Trello or...
Trello's free.
Okay, so that doesn't matter. It's specific, and if you want some specific type of CRM or something like that that's a plugin that you don't currently own or have that we have to purchase for you, that's something that pertains to. It's just the fact when there's exterior costs, that's going to cost us something extra. We're not just going to buy that for you to provide it. We need some help with it.
So if we don't want to use you guys anymore, we have to pay $100 to get you off our website?
It's $100, but if that were to happen, I could knock that down definitely just $50, and that's just a transfer fee. It's just essentially correctly transfer it and move it to whatever hosting company that you want to take it to. But generally, I can get that marked down to like $50 if that were to happen.
Well, I could transfer my own domain if I ever needed to, so I guess that wouldn't matter.
Yeah, like if you have the know-how, which honestly a lot of our clients just don't have that type of expertise, I mean, there's no reason to pay us to do so. But if you wanted us to personally take care of that, it's a transfer fee that we just associate with that to make sure that we're doing everything correctly. But obviously, as you know, you can do it yourself.
So when it costs for this offboarding services, that's if you guys do stuff to offboard us. If we do it all ourselves, we don't have to pay?
Right. If we have to do anything in the sense of like just transferring over anything to do with like your specific, mainly it has to pertain to the website itself. But like I said, as you know, if you can take care of it yourself, you don't need us to, that's not a cost. That's, you have to be worried about. Because like I said, at the end of the day, this is all still under your complete ownership. It's not like we're putting anything under us. We're essentially just an employee of yours.
This is long. I mean, I guess all this is fine. I just need whatever's going to be specifically drawn up for us. That's not generic.
Yeah, and that gets sent immediately upon purchase. Like, we have that sent over to you guys, and I'll have that. It'll be specific to your package and your dollar amount and even to the date, because it's going to be every eighth of the month from here on out, as well as before I even process the payment itself, I outline the service agreement itself and make sure that it's crystal clear for you.
All right.
All right.
And how long until the website will be at least the starting of working on the website?
Yeah, so immediately after we do that onboarding, we're going to ask for just some documentation, like not only with the verification, but the pictures and things of that nature. And that onboarding, they're going to get an idea of as well as what you want on there. And right when you get off of that call, they get right to work and getting everything set up. I usually see the websites put out there within the first 2 to 3 weeks.
Since our website's already almost done, do you think it'll be faster? Are they able to start immediately?
Yeah, they'll start immediately. I mean, it's all subjective and specific. You have some things that we have to make sure we're taking care of and doing correctly. So it's a little bit more attentive to the detail. But in the sense that you already have what we're trying to make for you up and running, we can reference a lot of it. It could be a quicker timeline.
Okay. Would I have access to the development teams where I could talk to them, go back and forth?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could, if you'd like, on top of the onboarding with our like general specialists for just getting on new clients, I could have our development team reach out to you specifically if you'd like.
All right, cool. No, I definitely like that. So if you're more hands-on with the process.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I was talking with the head of them last week about the ClickFunnels, and he said that he has no problem with meeting you or having one of his specialists meet with you and talk to you about that if you'd like. So I'll go ahead and do that when we do the onboarding.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, for the payment itself, what kind of card will we be using?
One second. Give me a debit card.
Okay, just a Visa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
4207-6703-2334. 2751.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
0230.
And the CV code as well, please.
846.
Great. Now, we give you a business line. Like I said, it does a range of things. It weeds out a lot of spam calls and spoof calls, as well as it helps us with the analytics a lot. But even with those security measures, just because of the prevalence of these people on the internet, the likelihood of you getting maybe one or two to trickle through, it might happen. So what we want to do is prevent anything malicious from happening. We set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you just ask us this question and you immediately answer it for us. Now for that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Okay.
Yeah, out of those three questions for the security question, which one would you like to use? Your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Great. And what's the answer for that?
Ruggieri.
Could you spell that for me?
No. Well, let me look it up.
No problem.
All right, cool. It is on her own. Facebook. R-U-G-G-I-E-R-E.
That was R-U-G-G-I-E-R-E?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, before I can actually process the payment itself, I have to do something called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. And it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Blackwood Estate Solutions.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Adams, owner-operator.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Great. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could, Michael, open up your phone contacts for me. I'm going to give you our direct line from here on out. This is the only way we're going to contact you, as well as how you're going to contact us. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Now, what's the number?
It's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225.
All right, go to
him. Awesome. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
What do you mean, do I agree to that?
Like, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails pertaining to your marketing services?
Okay.
All right. And with this, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing services during the terms of your during the term of your agreement?
You mean to being exclusively with you guys?
No. If like you hire on anyone to do any more marketing for you, you just let us know so we know how to accommodate it.
To that, I agree. Yeah. To be transparent about it, yeah.
Perfect. And in the first 7 days, it's really crucial for us just to get everything rolling. And a lot of that just has to do with you having like some fluent contact with us in that first 7 days. Essentially, do you agree to have that fluent contact with us so we can get everything rolling as soon as possible?
Yes.
Okay, great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, September 8th, 2025, in the amount of $499. When the second payment is completed, your monthly agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now.
Danny, you still here?
I am here.
Cool.
Just listening.
What are you doing now?
I'm just waiting for it to process. My apologies. It's just taking a moment. All right, great. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you guys and welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be the start of something great and just a long relationship to come. Now, you were just sent those specific terms and conditions to the package itself and your guys' agreement itself. That was sent text as well as via email. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just whenever you get the chance to, if you could sign that for us, we'd really appreciate it. Now, let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding for the initial onboarding itself. It's about a 45-minute call at your best convenience. So we have availability all day today as well as the rest of the week, whenever it works best for you.
All right, sooner the better.
Okay, let's see here. So it's 1:30 for you guys now. How would like a 2 o'clock call work?
Fine.
All right. And would you like to use this same number we've been using for it, the 845-721-9659 for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm scheduling that out for us. All right, I got us scheduled up for that 2 o'clock call. I have a meeting right around then, but if I'm not on it, I'll just be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get the two of you acquainted. As for the follow-up call specific for the website, let's schedule that for the evening. Let's just check here one moment. All right. How would would 5 o'clock be okay for that callback for the website?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And that same phone number that we use for the onboarding is fine?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and schedule that out for 5 o'clock your time. That way, after the onboarding and we get all that straightened out, you can speak with actual specialists in specific. And they might even be able to transfer you over live on that onboarding. But just to make sure you're in their calendar, I'm going to schedule it for 5 o'clock right now. And you'll get an invite for that as well here shortly. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do, guys. Again, I'm excited for you. I really think this is going to be great. Just when you get the chance, sign off on those terms and conditions once you've reviewed them. Just if you can, do that before the actual onboarding itself for that call. But otherwise, we're all good to go.
Sounds good.
All right, Michael. Well, yeah, I'm excited for the both of you, Michael, Danny. I appreciate you guys just going through this with me, and I'm excited to see what we hold for the future. I think this is going to be something great.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Awesome, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you, bye.